Sim here. Where are we? Baltimore. Baltimore Comic Con. 20th anniversary of Baltimore Comic Con. I'm here with David Pepos, and you know, we interviewed him before. We interviewed you in D.C., and this is just a quick little catch-up with you. You've had some stuff happening. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me again. Yeah, this has been a wonderful show. I love Baltimore. It's one of my favorite shows of the year, and they always treat me very, very well. This year is no exception. And yeah, things have been going great. We're selling Spencer and Locke 2 and the first issue of Going to the Chapel here, and we've been so blown away by the response to both of these books. I couldn't be more grateful and excited, and we're very excited leading up to Going to the Chapel number 2, which is going to be hitting stores everywhere Wednesday, October 23rd.
All right. I finished both Spencer and Locke and Spencer and Locke 2. I've read issue 1 of Going to the Chapel. With Spencer and Locke, especially the second one, when you want to include a lovable news strip character, what is your process? Like, you picked, I won't spoil who you picked, but every time one shows up, I laugh so hard, and my wife looks at me like I'm a friggin' idiot. So is there a process with that, or you're just like, I'm gonna do that?
Some of it's just like, that would be funny. Yeah, a lot of it, you know, the great thing about working with different comic strip characters, and I'll spoil volume 2 a little bit, you know, we did Calvin and Hobbes versus Beetle Bailey. We did kind of these pitch black parodies of both characters going head to head, and you know, some of it is kind of what fits the tone of the series. You know, for example, I thought, you know, Calvin and Hobbes made sense in terms of sort of PTSD and mental illness, and sort of spinning off of that, a military man like Beetle Bailey makes perfect sense. You know, he's the type of person who would see some pretty horrific stuff and that would kind of twist him and turn him into a killing machine. But, you know, we had lots of cameos. You know, we threw in Dilbert, the Family Circus, Marmaduke, Hagar the Horrible, Dick Tracy. And a lot of it is by playing across the funny pages the way we did. There's a lot of archetypes at play. And so when you think, okay, I need somebody who could be a computer person, well, Dilbert kind of, you know, pops up. But sometimes it's just a matter of, oh, hey, who's a strip that I like that I want to give a shout out to? Or what's a strip that I hate that I want to, you know, like, you know, I mean, the creator of Dilbert, you know, Scott Adams, is known for being kind of a notorious jerk. And so I didn't have any compunction about shoving Dilbert's head in a toilet. I felt it was a long time coming. Yeah, it's you know, it's a little column A, a little column B, but yeah, sometimes I'm diving in deep and I'm figuring out, okay, what's a cool way to fit in somebody like this into this storyline. And sometimes I get lucky, and sometimes I just, you know, I throw in something a little random. You know, 2019 is the year of BDSM, Nancy, and Sluggo. I'm not going to apologize for it. It's been a fun process to see everybody picking up on all the Easter eggs.
So Going to the Chapel, you said issue 2 is going to be out. It's actually going to be this week. I don't know if the interview will go up that quick, because I'm very bad at everything, but let's just assume I fail miserably. So issue 3 is coming out soon.
Yeah.
And how many issues will this be in total?
It'll be a 4-issue miniseries. I'm not looking to keep anybody on the hook any longer than they have to be. Issue 3 will be out Wednesday, November 6th. And then our fourth and final issue will be out Wednesday, December 18th, the week before Christmas. And yeah, I'm very excited for how this series is going. For those who aren't aware, it's Die Hard meets Wedding Crashers. It's about a gang of bank robbers that thinks robbing rich people's weddings would be easier than robbing banks, and finding out just how wrong they are. It's like if Quentin Tarantino had a baby with Arrested Development and then chose to bring that baby to a wedding. It's super fun. You know, we've got Emily Anderson. She's a bride with cold feet. And before she can say anything, her wedding is taken over by a group of bank robbers known as the Bad Elvis Gang. She's going to kind of wind up being the ringleader of her own hostage situation to get out of walking down the aisle. This is a love story. It's also a story about commitment. And sort of, what's that leap of faith to say till death do you part? I'm very excited with how the series has been received. Issue 1, It's a little bit of a slow burn. We've got 15 characters to introduce and lock into a chapel. But now that they're all locked into the chapel, things are going to hit the fan real fast, real hard. We're going to put the pedal to the metal in a big way. And so far, early reaction for issue 2 has been great. People are starting to really click with what we've got going on in this series. So it's a funny one. It's been a labor of love for a long time. And I'm very grateful that Action Lab was so enthusiastic about picking it up. And I think a lot of people are starting to follow suit.
I really want to praise you for a second, if you'll let me. I want to tell you, I really like the way you handle the humor, because all these books have underlining tones of humor.
Sure.
I like your reveals. I like how you just out of nowhere kind of, I chuckle because I'm like, that's real smart and out of nowhere. So I just wanted to let you know that, really.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I know, I'll take all the compliments I can get. You know.
No, that's it. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's it. Oh, okay.
No, we're done.
We're done with compliments. No, I grew up in a strict Jewish house. household, sometimes those compliments are hard to come by. So I'll take it. But you know, I think for an industry that is called comic books, sometimes I think we kind of lose sight of the comedy and in it. And yeah, I don't know. I think it's an interesting exercise to write comedy in comics. You don't have an actor whose voice kind of sells the jokes, so it's a different type of joke that you write. On the one hand, reading it, you know, when you read it in print, you're automatically given the most charitable read possible because you're reading it in your mind. But you know, there are different jokes that actually, you know, they work in print. They don't work necessarily spoken out loud. And so I got to praise our letterer Ariana Mayer for making all my one-liners bounce, and also for Colin Bell, the letterer on Spencer and Locke. I mean, it's a weird sort of thought process that you have to go into: is how do you become funny for print? And I'm still learning it issue by issue. But you know, my thought is what's the weirdest thing I can throw into this book? Because usually that's the thing that makes people laugh. So you know, Shotgun Granny. I'm really excited for that. And yeah, you know, I think a lot of people they relate to stuff like this, which I don't know if that says more about them or more about me.
I think it says great things about you. I lied. There's one more compliment.
Oh.
But I'm gonna let you get back to the con now. But I did want to ask you the most important question.
Sure.
How's the puppy doing?
Ah, thank you so much for asking. For those listening, Holly has received a clean bill of health. So so far, she's cancer-free. She'll be having booster shots and checkups for the rest of her life. But she got a clean bill of health. They say her tumor is gone. And so, yes, she won't be listening to this podcast, and she won't understand it if she does. But on her behalf, we'll thank everybody for the kind thoughts and well wishes.
You should let her listen. She'd probably put her right out.
Yeah, no, maybe we'll have her as a guest sometime.
I would love that. And people will be like, is this real? Is there just a dog near the microphone? And we'll do it. I'll do it.
She'll be licking the microphone. It'll be great. You'll get 5-star ratings all over the place.
Patton Oswalt will love it.
Anything for a retweet, guys.
All right. Thank you so much. Where can they find you on social media?
Sure. They can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at PeposD. It's my last name and first initial. They can also sign up for my new newsletter, Pep Talks, at bit.ly/pepnews. They can also follow Spencer and Locke on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's Spencer and Locke, all one word, all spelled out. And Go to the Chapel on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
I'm impressed you remembered all that.
I practice it every night before I go to bed.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, sir.
Thanks so much for having me.